Vov Nissan, Sunday the 6th of April, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Hilchas Pesach.
If some would ask us, what are the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael, even our generation, which is Shvar HaMadrega, that we still keep with a lot of dveikut, what would we say? Which three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael in the whole, they keep these mitzvahs nowadays? Pesach, Bismillah, and Yom Kippur. They make a statistic in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, over 80% people keep Yom Kippur, about 70% people keep Pesach and Bris Milah. So, what is special about these three mitzvahs? Yom Kippur we all understand, because the Pasuk says, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem yetah etchem mikol chatotechem. And if a person can get kaparat abonot, and he can get forgiven, he can get a clean slate, yeah, for the whole year, he starts off his year, this is a good asek. And Brit Mila, the Gemara says, Kol mitzvah shekibdu aleim besimcha adayin osim motam besimcha. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted besimcha, they're still doing besimcha. Brit Mila was started through Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was 99 years old when he was mitzvah on the mitzvah of Brit Mila. When he did the mitzvah of Brit Mila, and he did it obviously b'msirut nefesh and b'simcha, and therefore that mitzvah which he did with such a way, it became imprinted and became part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. But what's Pesach? What's special about Pesach? Why Pesach? Why Klal Yisrael? Kimat every family, we go down the road to Kosher Kingdom, you see people coming from who knows where, and they're buying and they're stocking up the trolleys for Pesach. And everyone sits around the Seder table, and everyone makes some sort of Pesach. Why? Where does it come from? So there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Leis shimurim mul Adonai leotziah meretz Mitzrayim, hu halayla zeh l'Adonai shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael ledorotam." In this pasuk, there's a haftacha. There's a promise. "Leis shimurim mul Adonai leotziah meretz Mitzrayim." In the same way as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam guarded Klal Yisrael and took us out from Mitzrayim, who alayla zeh l'Hashem shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael ledorotam. Klal Yisrael returned that favor. And Klal Yisrael, for us this night, is also guarded for all generations. The Pasuk says, who alayla zeh l'Hashem shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael ledorotam. It's a night which Klal Yisrael guard for all generations for Hashem. Who alayla zeh l'Hashem. The Rashbam on the Pasuk, and the Ramban, if you look in the Ibn Ezra on the Pasukim, they say, Klal Yisrael, Pesach, we all feel in deep down in our neshamas that Kadosh Baruch Hu did us a very big favor. Every Yid feels this, and they want to return, they want to reciprocate. So Rashbam says, V'alayla azel Hashem shimurim lechol b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, yoshvim umtzapim l'alayla azeh. They're waiting for this night. And the Ramban says to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the night of Pesach. Night of Pesach is the night of Shevach, Hodah, and Hallel. There's a very big kesher between Pesach and the parshas that we're reading at this time of the year. Pashmini, Tazria, Mitzora. These parshas is talking about what we put into our mouths and what we take out from our mouths. When we think about it, what is the Avodat HaPesach? The Avodat HaLaila is all to do with the mouth. The whole night, we're either putting things inside our mouth or we're taking things out from our mouth. That is the Avodat HaLaila. Either we're saying Kiddush, or we're saying Hallel, or we're saying that God, we're talking. Yeah? Or we're eating, or drinking. We drink abukos, zakhidas, matzah, moro, koirech, shulchanoich. Yeah? That's what we're doing the whole night of Pesach. Yeah? And that's what these parshas are talking about. Shmini It's talking about what we're not allowed to eat, what we mustn't put in inside our mouths. And Tazria Mitzray is talking about the inyan of Tzara'at, which is, comes because of Lashon Hara, the speech which comes out from a person's mouth. And it's not for nothing that this connection and this and why is Pesach connected with the mouth? Because the pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem Elokechem amale etchem eretz Mitzrayim." I took you out from Mitzrayim. The chilek between a Jew and a goy is basically in the mouth. It says in the pasuk, "Veipach be'apav nishmat chayim." The Targum says, "Ruach memalela." The koach of speech. Kaddish Gol have got the koach of speech. What they use their mouth for. What they put inside the mouth, what comes out from the mouth. That is the chilek between a yid and a goy. Yeah? And that's what came at the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. What came to us at the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim? This elevation that we are now elevated. We're careful what we put inside our mouths, and we're careful what we take out from our mouths. And the Pasuk says, the Tarata Mitzorah, Shtei Tziporim Chayot Teorot. There was two birds. One of the birds, the Tzipor Hayab and the Tzipor Shechuta. One bird, they shechted it, and they used the blood to sprinkle on the Mitzorah. And the other bird, they sent it free. These, the inyanim of the birds is, because birds, Rashi says, is always mefat petim. They always, you wake up in the morning, you hear the birds, yeah? Chirping and twittering, they're always talking, they're always speaking, yeah? This is the inyan of the Lashon. So the bird which you shech, this is the inyan of Lashon Hara, that you get rid of it. The speech which you're not allowed. But, does that mean we shouldn't speak? Does that mean we shouldn't speak? They thought the Chofetz Chaim, he'd be a very silent person. When they got to know him, they found he was very talkative. Because the Yid has to speak. There's a mitzvah to speak. The Rambam speaks about all the categories of speech, which is chovah and mitzvah and reshut. Yeah, there is an inyan of speech. Yeah, but speech which is good. So the Tzipor Haya, which is the bird which is, the bird which we need to keep alive, that's the good speech. And Tzipor Shechuta, the one we have to get rid of, this is the Lashon Hara, the Nibul Peh. So that's the inyan of Pesach. Pesach is Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael came out from the Tuva of Mitzrayim. They were elevated as a nation, and the Hashem separated them from the Goyim. In what way did the Yidden separate from the Goyim? Basically in these inyanim. The Goyim, they can eat anything they want. And we have to be careful what we put inside our mouths. The Goyim speak in any way they want. We have to be careful how we speak. And that is why the Avodat HaLaila of Pesach, if someone asks you, what is the Avodat HaLaila? What does Pesach symbolize? Pesach, the Avodat Pesach is with the mouth. We're either putting things inside our mouths, all mitzvahs that we do with our mouths, Leil Pesach, how many mitzvahs we do with our mouths? Abba Kosod, all the Achila Matzah, the Achila Maron, the Achila, all the Achilas, which each Achila will be doing is Achila of a mitzvah. And the speaking is all speech of a mitzvah that we're doing in Leil Pesach. Where we're saying the Dibba of Kiddush and the Dibba of the Agadah and so forth. The Remez is Pesach. Open your mouth and talk. That is what you have to do in Leil Pesach. What a busha is. People are talking the whole time. You can't stop them from talking. Comes the Pesach, got nothing to say. That is the mitzvah. Kol amar b'lesaper v'tziyat v'zayim marizeh meshuvach. On this night you have to talk. So this is the Avodat HaLaila of Pesach, kashrut to these parshas. Let us speak first of all about the mitzvah matzah. Everyone knows there's a chiyuv, the right to eat matzah. In the night of Pesach, we do many mitzvahs. The Masa, there's only two mitzvah doraita that we do bizman hazeh. What are the two mitzvah doraita? Achila kazayit matzah and sipur yitziyat mitzrayim. These are the two mitzvah doraita we do bizman hazeh. Kiddush is rabbanan, halal is midrabban, abakoso is rabbanan, heseb is rabbanan, maror is midrabbanan bizman hazeh. Everything else we do is midrabanan. But these are the two mitzvah doraita, therefore we have to speak about them beikar. How many mitzvahs of matzah do we have below Pesach? Three. What? Any further offers?
Matzah, hilal.
How many matzah? How many times do you have to eat matzah below Pesach?
Three times.
Three times. I'm not talking about the Oraisa, I'm talking about mitzvah that we have to do. In the Mishnah Berurah it's written, Lecha Tchil Yishu Eat 5. That's written in Mishnah Berurah. Yeah? What is the 5? 2 for Motzi Matzahs in Shulchan Aruch. 1 for Korech, and 2 for Afikomen. The Shulchan Aruch says 1 for Afikomen, Zecher LeKorban Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down B'Shem D'Achroinim, you should eat another Kazai for Afikomen, Zecher LeMatzah Nechelet Ima Korban. So you eat 1 Kazai for the Zecher LeKorban Pesach, and you eat another Kazai, Zecher of the Matzah which was eaten together with the Korban Pesach. So that's Lechatchila, 1 should eat 5. However, those who said 3, they never said it for nothing. I explain to you why. The halacha says, if a person can't eat 5, which kazai is the first one to go? The second one by the afikoman. That's the first one to go. I explain to you why. Because that kazai is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, it's a hiddur. Shmiru brings B'Shem Nachron, it's a good thing to try and do it. Normally when a person comes to the end of the meal, Shulchan Orech, it's difficult for him even to eat Kazayit Afikomen. People ask him, how much do I have to eat for Afikomen? Can I eat like this? Yeah. Why? Because at the end of the meal, the Shulchan Orech says, a person is to see, to make sure, when he has his meal, Beleil Pesach, to leave enough room in order to eat Afikomen. It's difficult. Because you haven't eaten the whole day, yeah. Now you're in the middle of the night, you're starving, hungry, and everyone's come to Shulchan Aruch, they're very hungry, they want to eat, yeah. And comes to the end of the meal, you have to eat another kazait matzah. So to eat 2 kazaitim is quite difficult. So if a person knows he won't be able to eat 2 kazait, he won't be able to do the mitzvah min hamufcha, he can still do the mitzvah with 1 kazait for afikomen. So we have 4. 4 is written in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a person knows, if he has 4 kazayis of matzah, it's going to be too much for him. He's not going to be able to manage it. Which is the next kazayit that he can do without? Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
So
the post can bring down, very interesting. What is the reason why we have 2 kazayis for motzi and matzah? What's written in Shulchan Aruch? So Mishnah Berurah says, because we got 2 matzahs. When we take the kazayit, we've got 2 matzot. We've got the matzah elyona and the matzah which is a prusa. And there's a safek on which one should you make the bracha. Should you make the matzah on the shleima, which normally the mitzvah min hamufcha is always to make the bracha on the shleima, or should you make it on the prusa because the Torah says lechem oni. Beleil Pesach, lechem oni, there's need to have lechem oni, dark shalani be prusa. Since it's a safek, therefore, we take a kazayit mizeh u'mizeh and we eat it together. But, yeah, that's all very well if you've got only a few people around the table. But if you've got a lot of people around the table, how do you do the mitzvah of motzi matzah? You give to each person a small piece of matzah, and then you're mashlim matzah, the kazayit from other places. You're not taking the kazayit from the elyon and the prusa. No one nowadays kemat doesn't eat. No one eats a kazayit, a matzah from the prusa. You haven't got in the prusa, the whole prusa is not even a kazayit. Yeah? And the shleima, no one eats the whole kazayit. If you got 10 people around the table, berech, yeah? So everyone's going to get a small piece from the shleima. No one's going to eat a kazayit. So in that case, when no one's eating a kazayit, and Farshim says, enough to eat 1 kazayit. Because really, the mitzvah of matzah is only 1 kazayit. You only have 2 kazayits when you have... when eating a kazayit from the shleima, kazayit from the prusa, and you're not sure which one is that the bracha going on. But here we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of eating kazayit from each one. We're fulfilling the mitzvah of eating kazayit from outside. In that case, it's enough to eat 1 kazayit. All the gedoyle achroinim, and Aita gedoyle achroinim, they all say this, halacha lemaise, in B'lashim and Agoda, you can see it's written that beferish. So that's a very important idea to know. Some places, each person's got 3 matzahs. But each one's got 3 matzahs, then they have to eat both kazayis. Because each person has got a shleim and he's got a prusa. In that case, he has to eat 2 kazayit. Can't go away from it. That's written in Shulchan Aruch. But where only the balabos has got the matzahs, and he's distributing the matzahs to the people around the table, In that case, it's enough to eat one kazayin. So that is basically how we do the mitzvah, like you said correctly nowadays. We do the mitzvah eating one kazayit at the beginning for matzah, one kazayit for korech, and one kazayit for afikoman. If a person can't even eat three, is an old person, is a chole, he can't have three kazayits of matzah. Which is the next kazayit to go? Korech. Korech is only zechel and mikdash, yeah? Hilal Azokin, and therefore, since it's Zechel HaMikdash, the Korech is the next one to go. And you eat only the Kazayit of Matzah and the Kazayit of Afikomen. What happens if you can't even eat two? You can only have one Kazayit below Pesach. And you fulfill the mitzvah d'orayt with one Kazayit. Which Kazayit should you have? The Kazayit at the beginning or the Kazayit at the end? Huh?
Beginning.
The Halacha says the one at the end. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person's only got a kazayit or matzah mishumeret, he's only got a kazayit or matzah which is shmura matzah. The rest of the matzah got regular matzah. Yeah? So for the meal, he can have. He can eat the meal. For the meal, he don't eat shmura matzah. Right? But he's only got one kazayit. So when should he have that kazayit? At the beginning or the end? Shekhanov says he should have at the end. It means he should wash. He should say Hamotzi on the matzah which is not Shemura and not say the Bracha Vachila Matzah. Eat his meal, morer, yeah, and so on and so forth. It doesn't make Korech. Yeah. And he eats the Shulchan Orech, and at the end he has that Kazayit, he says Alachila Matzah, and eats that Kazayit L'Shem Matzah. Says the Shekhanov, why? Why is it better at the end? Because if you leave it for the end, you can do both mitzvahs. You can do the mitzvah achilah matzah, and you're also doing the mitzvah afikomen, zechel korban pesach, nechal al tzavah. But if you have at the beginning, you've only eaten the kazayit matzah d'oraita, but you've lost the inin of zechel korban pesach, the mitzvah afikomen.
You've not made achilas matzah, but you've eaten you're going to eat it due to matzah.
But that matzah is not matzah mishumerit.
But it's kosher matzah.
Yeah, it's kosher matzah, but it's not enough for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, you need matzah shmura matzah. For the mitzvah below Pesach, you need shmura matzah. Let me explain to you. Now that you bring it up, can I have a glass of water? Now that you bring it up, I mentioned to you that the mitzvah of matzah below Pesach, that matzah which you have to fulfill the mitzvah has to be different from the rest of the matzah which you have on Pesach in two ways. Number one, Beleil Pesach, the matzah that is eaten has to be matzah which is made l'shem mitzvah. If it's matzah which is made and there's no chometz in it, it's matzah which means they've been careful, it hasn't risen, yeah? It's no chometz, but it's not been made l'shem mitzvah matzah, you can't eat that for Leil HaSeder. You can't eat for the mitzvah matzah. The matzah which is made for which a person is yotze the mitzvah ila matzah is to be made mishmo. The Shulchan Aruch says that cheresh shote v'katan v'goy she'asa matzah lo yatzai dechovato. If a person had matzah which was made by a goy, yeah, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because a goy can make a matzah, yeah, which is not chametz, but lishmo the goy doesn't know. A cheresh shote v'katan, they can make matzah which is not chametz. But the Shema they can't put into it, and therefore you're not yet submitted with it. That's number one. That's made the Shema. That is the whole shaila of machine matzahs. Okay? Why we don't like to have machine matzahs b'leil HaSeder? Yeah? You can have machine matzahs for the Shulchan Aruch, but for the matzah of mitzvah, why is it better not to have machine matzahs? Because where's the Lishma? Normally Lishma is the person who's making the dough and everything. He says L'shem matzahs mitzvah. But here, no one's making the dough, the machine is making the dough. So who's going to say the same matzah mitzvah? So the mashgiach, when he presses the button, he says the same matzah mitzvah. So is that called the Shema? Because he's only, the machine is that's... That's...
Hand-baked
shmura matzahs,
they also use mixing.
Do with the hands.
The nisha afterwards, but the initial mixing is done with the machine.
That's nothing. Make the
mixing.
So, if you want to be Yotze, the mitzvah, the Chol HaDeos, the Leila Seder, you'll have hand matzahs, yeah, in order to make sure that it's Lishma. Mitzad Shimur from Chometz, maybe the machine is better. Some say that nowadays, the machine is better than the hand matzahs, Legab Shimur from Chometz. Yeah? But Mitzad Lishma, hand matzahs is the proper way in order to be Yotze, matzah shel mitzvah. That's number one. Number two, the matzah shel mitzvah has to be shamu mishat ketzira. The Shulchan Aruch writes, tov she shamu mishat ketzira, but the Achronim say, the Prichodesh says, it's ma'akev afiru b'dievet. It's very, very important for the matzah shel mitzvah, the Abelela Seder, it should be shamu mishat ketzira, because we learn that from a pasuk. The pasuk says, ushmartem et hamatzot. What does that mean? You must guard the matzot. If it means God, they shouldn't become chometz, you don't have to have chometz the whole of Pesach. So what's the special mitzvah? Shema the matzah shel mitzvah, you should guard it. Means an extra guarding, which you don't really require the whole of Pesach. That is mishat ketzira. The chashash, after you cut it, it should come in contact with water, is very minimal. So min ha-din, you don't have to guard it. You don't have to keep on watching it the whole time, because when you have to start worrying about the mishat chinah, when you grind it, yeah, because in the grinding they used to put water in the machine, the grinding machine, and so on and so forth. So they used to come in with water. Many places the actual water used to pull the mill. Yeah, so it was come close to the water. Masha enken mishak ksira. There was very little chashash. So for the whole of Pesach, it doesn't have to be shamu mishak ksira. But for the matzah shel mitzvah, the Torah says you need an extra guarding. Ushmartem et hamatzah, it should be shamu mishak ksira. And according to many acharonim, mismakev afiru b'dievet. So you can buy machine matzahs mishak ksira as well. Yeah. So mitzad the inyan of mishat ksira, you can have machine, but mitzad lishmo, it should be hand. So therefore, klal yisol, am yisol kedoshim, we try to fulfill the mitzvah, b'leila seder, the matzah shel mitzvah, is with hand matzot, which have got both these qualifications. Both the matzah is made from shmura matzah mishat ketzira, and also it's made lishma. Now I'm going to speak a little bit about the other mitzvah, b'leila seder, which we said is d'oraita. The mitzvah agada. First of all, I always, before I start Magid at home, and I recommend it, is to read the words of the Zohar Kadosh, where he speaks about this mitzvah. Don't want to read the whole words of the whole Zohar, but if you see in many Agadot, it's written in the beginning of the Magid, the what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, Pikuda da lesabi b'shivcha d'tziyat Mitzrayim. This mitzvah of Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim is to speak about the Shevach. We're praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for taking us out of Mitzrayim. The Yuchiyu v'ad barnash lishtai v'ashivcha le'almin. We always have to speak about the Shevach. And the Zohar says, Kol barnash lishtai b'tziyat Mitzrayim. Any person who speaks about Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, v'hu Sipur chadi b'ched, when he rejoices, Zamin iu lemechde b'shchinta le'alma de'ate. He'll be invited to rejoice with the Shechina and Olam Abba. And it carries on. When Klal Yisrael speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Beishata kanish kutsha b'richu lechol pamal yedidei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all the malachim, v'amar lo, and he says to them, Zilu v'shimu sipura d'shivcha d'li, dekamishtai u'banai v'chadim b'purkani. Come and hear the praises and the shevach which my children are saying about me. Kedein kulu mitkanshin ve'atzin, all the malachim come, v'shamu sipur d'shivcha, and they hear the sipur v'chule v'chule, and everyone gives shevach and thanks to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for taking us out from Mitzrayim. Bein lemata, bein lemala. And the Zohar ends off, yeah, begin the inu milin salkin, these words which we say go out, b'chol pamale del eile mitkanshin, and all the pamale shel mali, they come and hear, v'chaman lon, they see what's going on, v'odin kulu l'kadosh baruch hu, and everyone gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'stalik yakre alayu ila v'tata, and the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets raised up down here and up there. So it's a tremendous mitzvah, simply see it Mitzrayim. In fact, the Achronim all speak about it, Yeah, that what is the chiluk between the mitzvah simply sitting in Mitzrayim b'leil Pesach and zechir sitting in Mitzrayim every day? There's a mitzvah which you say in Agadah, leman tiskod yom seif chametzvayim kol yimei chayecha. Every day and every night we have a mitzvah to mention yisir at Mitzrayim, and normally we fulfill it by saying in Shema ani Hashem lo kem Hashem say ditchem eretz Mitzrayim. So what is the chiluk? Nachronim tried to find minchas chinuch. You look over there. He tries to find what is the chiluk between. But basically, the chiluk is that the whole year round you just have to mention. But Leil Pesach is not enough just to mention. You have to be ma'arich. You have to speak a little bit more about it. There is a minimum what you have to say, and Chazal will cover the minimum in the Agadah. But what we say in the Agadah, that's the minimum and not the maximum. The maximum is. What is the maximum that you can say? The maximum is what Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Tarfon and they were Mesum Bnei Brak, like Misabim Bitsiz Mitzrayim, Kol Otso Alayl the whole night. It means even you finished the Abba Kosod, you finished the Alayl, you finished saying things, there's a mitzvah to carry on speaking about Sibim Mitzrayim the whole night, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, Api Pshat, Ache Tach Defenu Shena, till a person finds his head falling down on the table. Yeah? Most people, it's already happened a long time ago. They don't have any problem with this halacha. Yeah? Most people. But, you have to know, yeah? I'll be sod, yeah? You have to stay up two nights in the year. What are the two nights you have to stay up in the year? Shavuos and Shana Rabba. I'll be sod. That's written only in the Zohar. It's not written in Pshat. Alpi Sod. Yeah? Alpi Pshat, you have to say up the Naya Pesach. It's Alpi Pshat, not Alpi Sod. Where do we learn out from? Ibn Ezra says, Leil Shimurim Mul Hashem, Lo Tzam Tzam, Alayi Zeh Lashem Shimurim. So Ibn Ezra, on the Pasuk, a Shomer doesn't go to sleep. It's a night when Kalal Yisrael a Shomer. Yeah? And he said, that is the makor for staying out the night of Pesach, where Chazal said, Ashitach Tefenu Sheina. Memela, Sibu Yitzim Mitzrayim is a very, very special thing. Now, when we start the Agoda, it's all action. We start Kiddush, everyone's excited, we all drink the first cup of wine, we're all leaning, then we have Kadesh, Urchatz, everyone goes wash their hands, Karpas, everyone takes the Karpas, Yachatz, we bake the matzah, it's all action. And lots of places, everyone does different things at this time of the Agoda. In our minhag, everyone takes before Halachmania, we take the whole Karam, we go around each person around the table, yeah, and put it on top of the head, we bang the head. Everyone does something. Children go out, they come in, where do you come from, where do you come from? All sorts of spiels we do at this time, at the beginning of the Agoda. Yeah? That's the exciting part of the Seder. All the children say, Ma Nishtana. It's all exciting. Yeah? Then after it becomes all boring. And then you just talk. What happened? So you have to know in the Agoda, there's two chalokim of the Agoda. The Rambam says, the mitzvah on night of Pesach to say to one's children, and you say in the Agoda, it depends on the child and how old he is and what he understands. The Rambam divides into two. Mitzvah leodia lebanim. Keitzad. Im haya katan. If the child is small. Omer lo beni. Kulanu hayinu avadim. Kemo shivcha zu. Kemo eved zeh b'mitzrayim. V'alai zeh padat. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotzeinu lechirut. You say to him in one line. We were slaves in Egypt. Like this shivcha. Like this eved. Yeah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And he saved us. Im haya ben gadol vechacham, if the child was older and he was clever, modio mashielan b'mitzrayim, you tell him whatever happened in Mitzrayim, b'nissim shenasu lanu adei Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell him all the miracles that happened, hakol lefi da'ato shel ben. So we have to understand, because that God doesn't make sense. We start magid, alach ma'anya ma'anishtana avadim ha'inu, and then we say, kol ha'ma b'esab b'esam z'em meshubach, what's going on over here? What seid is it? Teretz is, the beginning of that God is for the very small children. The focus is on the very small children. The children don't understand. They won't pay attention. They won't understand anything about the whole God, the Sibbutzim Mitzrayim. Yeah? They might even not stay out for the whole Agoda. So we have to make it exciting for them, but they'll pay some. We have to tell them the basic of Sipri Simitsayim. So it's all action. It's all exciting at the beginning. Yeah, you got the kara, you show them everything, and then we have the first cup, and they're drinking and leaning, and they go and wash their hands and come back. It's all exciting. Yachat, we show them the matzah, we break the matzah, we're saying, look, this is one we're going to have later on, and this one is lechem oni, there's a prutza, halach ma'ani, diachur abatan, abarad mitzlaim, we show them, we explain to them. Yeah? And then the children, they ask the question, and manishtan alayla zeh, and we tell them the answer in one line. Avadim ayim lefaro b'mitzayim, b'yotzeinu ayim lefaro b'mitzayim, m'sham b'yad chazakab izran tuya. But we add. So the child will say, okay, thank you very much, Daddy, for telling me what happened 2,000 years ago. But what's it going to get to me? V'yidu lo tziyak, k'zubach davut imisayim, b'yadu v'aneinu 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 v'aneinu. That's all we need to say to our small children. After that, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Don't bother with them. Let them play. Let them go out. Let them play. Don't need to be there anymore. The rest of the Haggadah is not for the small children. The rest of the Haggadah, now we start. Yeah? B'afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nebonim, kulanu zekinim, mitzvah litzapeh b'sam chulam marbe. This is now a new shtickle of the Haggadah. Now we're speaking to people, chachamim, nevonim, older people who understand, and they want to hear much more than just the basic bare bones of the Haggadah. So we're starting now a new shtickle, and that's, we describe it, we start with that, and then we bring the Maaseh Rabbi Akiva, we speak now the proper mitzvah of the Haggadah b'shleimuta. With this is answered the kasha, just finishing with this point, the answer to the kasha, that the Gemara says that we have to be matchil bignut misayim b'shevach. And one pshat, the matchil bignut means you have to speak about the mitchila of the avodah zarah. So how comes at the beginning we don't say? To a small child, you don't speak about ruchnis. He doesn't understand it. Now we've got the Torah, he doesn't understand all this. You have to tell him, just like the Rambam says, we were slaves, we came out of Egypt. And you have to be mamchishit. Like the Rambam says, you have to say to a small child, you have to say to him, like this Eved, like this Shifcha. That means you have to show him. The more you can show him, the more you can do masim, that he should feel it, yeah? And you can describe it to him by showing him something. That's why you show him the matzah. We lift up the matzah, Allah Akhmani. Everyone lifts up the matzah. Yeah? We have to show him. This is what, yeah? We show him the that's the way you speak to a small child, yeah? And that's all you need to say. You only need to say about the gnut of the shibud. And the Shavach that goes back to the south and the Shavach. You don't have to say anything more than that. So here at Son, that we should be Zochet, Mekayim, all the mitzvahs properly, B'leila Seder, and should bring a big Shavach to the Ribbono Shel Olam.